You know, what's interesting is the holidays are so wonderful, but they have this propensity to trigger things in us. And it's so crazy. You're like, you want it to be so perfect. You have this desire to celebrate. And yet, because it's supposed to be so good, it actually heightens the fact that it's not sometimes. And when it comes to Christmas, it's remarkable how what this skit was all about today, how it really points out our daddy issues in our culture. Like our relationship with our fathers might be the most significant issue in our country, especially in Chicago. When you think about all of the things that are going on, most people are walking around with some form of internal conflict with their father. Why is that? It's because family is so important, and our relationship with our father is so meaningful, so powerful, so impactful. And whether we want to face it or not, whether we ignore it, the truth of the matter is that everyone, last week we talked about how everyone needs a leader. Well, can I tell you something? Everyone needs a father. But the reality is that, you know, we're just like regular people. We're flawed people, and because we're flawed people, no one gets a perfect father. You know, no one does. Now, here's what's the amazing news about the Christmas story. So I'm going to read to you in Isaiah chapter 9, how God presents himself and offers himself to us. And by the way, whether you know God today or whether you've never met him, it's still the same thing. I've been talking about this week after week, and I keep pointing out that what makes Christmas special is that we love to receive gifts, but a gift is only fully realized if you open the gift. Everybody say, open the gift. And we do this every year. And can I tell you something? When it comes to who God is, God always can be a beautiful, wonderful gift to you. And the way he describes this gift, because you'll see, if you could throw that up, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. Jesus was meant to be a gift. The purpose of Jesus coming to the earth was that he would be a gift to us. How many are grateful for the gift of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior today? Come on, if you know him, come on, praise him with me. Hallelujah. And if you don't know him, I'm telling you right now, there is no greater gift. So many cliches, but it is true of him. He is the gift that keeps on giving. And it's never shallow, it's never weak, and actually, he always gives us what's best and what we really, really need. Now watch this. God, before the foundations of the earth, was perfect in his being. And now he's describing who he is because God perfectly meets all of our needs. Look at what the Bible says here. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and today, let's say this together, Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father. He is not just the mighty God. He is not just a wonderful counselor. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. The title of today's message is The Gift of the Everlasting Father. I'm here to declare to you that God was declaring before the foundations of the earth, even if you have been impacted by an imperfect father, hallelujah, there is an everlasting Father who's perfect and who is able to meet all of our needs. You know, I was talking to my wife about this the other day before we pray. And Chrissy's actually in Philadelphia today sharing the word. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that, and I want you to listen before we pray. If you're watching online, everybody in the room, please listen to this. So we were talking about the fact that her dad, Pastor Simbla, he grew up in an alcoholic home. So this is very public, he's talked about this quite a bit. His father used to beat his mother. He never wanted to be home. His father went to a party once, young dad. He took one cup of vodka or whiskey or whatever, and he was immediately hooked. That doesn't happen for everybody, but that's the way it went for him. And then for years, he was in bondage until the Lord set him free. But when the Lord set him free, Pastor Simla was already basically an adult. So imagine the impact of going home all of the time, and his dad missed the basketball games. His dad missed all of those things because he was like in the grips of this. But here, Pastor Simbla, he did something very, very special. You know what he did? He reached past his earthly father, and he took hold of the everlasting Father. If he didn't take hold of the everlasting Father, as far as I'm concerned, this church wouldn't even be here. Imagine I walk into a church, right? I'm a stone cold, like, unbeliever, no anything, no background, nothing. I'm a stone cold unbeliever. I have an encounter with God. And when I went to the church, I said, if this church is not the real deal, I'm not going back to church. And I walk in, and I felt the love of God and the presence of God and all this. And it was led by this one man that the way he reached out to God, I don't know, there was something about the way he reached out to God. It touched me so deeply. And because that man chose to say, I believe and I receive the gift of the everlasting Father, he was able to overcome the trauma. He was able to overcome the hurt. He was able to overcome the pain. And thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people, because one person reached past their earthly father and connected to the everlasting Father. Can I tell you something? The everlasting Father is available to all of us. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you bring into the room today, you have an everlasting Father. And he is perfect in every way. He's also powerful, so that he can touch you and heal you and release you and grow you to become everything that he predestined before the foundations of the earth for you to be. How many are thankful that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation? There's a new start. Hallelujah. But you have to open the gift of the everlasting Father. He's the wonderful counselor. He gets it. So I want to pray today. I want to pray and ask the Lord to minister to us, to every single heart, that we would receive and embrace at a whole new level. Because look, You need a father in your 20s. You need a father in your 30s. You need a father in your 50s and in your 60s. No matter who you are, we always need the everlasting Father. How many would say amen today? Hallelujah. So look, I know that this is deep. I know that this is deep. But Christmas is deep. It's not about tinsel and the ornaments. Thank you. You can keep on coaching me anytime you want. It's not about ornaments and on. We're talking about the gift of the Son of the Most High God. Come on, somebody say amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this wonderful service that we've had. But, Lord, we give you the remaining moments, and we ask your blessing upon our time. God, we ask you to touch every heart. God, I want to believe you, God, that all of us would open the gift of the everlasting Father in a fresh way, in a new way. Lord, for all of us, there's still healing. They're still growing. There's still so many things that you want to do in us and through us. Bless our time in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So in the gift of Christ, we find the culmination of the perfection of God. He's the one who's able to meet all of our needs. God is the perfect Father. And I want to just share a couple of key things that you and I need to remember all the time about the everlasting Father. So, number one, the everlasting Father loves and understands. The everlasting Father loves and understands. Now, you know, being a dad and a grandpa now, something that I've learned over the years is that a good father loves and a good father understands even when the child doesn't. Okay? So Josh is here, and he brought James with him. James is 7 or 8? So James is 8. And throughout the course of a day, they will have an interaction, and James may want something, and Josh will say, you can have this, but you can't have that. And James might be like, come on, Dad, I really want that. He says, no, you can't have it. And maybe he pouts, maybe whatever, but the truth of the matter is that a good father loves and understands even when the child doesn't. Okay? Now, what you and I need to understand is that the everlasting Father loves and understands. So, and you might be 40 years old and you're like, yeah, but I don't need a dad, or I've outgrown that, or I just can't relate to God on that level. Can I tell you something? Even if you don't understand God, God understands you, and God loves you just the way you are. A lot of people, because of their struggle with their earthly father, they don't realize that there is an everlasting Father. Everyone say everlasting Father. That means he never stops being a father to us. He is the everlasting Father. And can I tell you something? You need to hear this today. Maybe people have failed you in their past. Maybe authorities have failed you in your past. But your heavenly, everlasting Father loves you unconditionally, and he understands you totally, all of the flaws, all of the wrinkles, all of the difficulties. He loves you and he understands you, even if you don't understand him. But he loves and he understands. And here's the thing. He is committed to growing us into strong, healthy, joyful, productive people. He wants to make you healthy. He wants to make you strong. He wants to make you joyful. He wants to make you productive. The Bible says to them that believe, he gave them the power to become. You guys should know that verse if you're part of CT. Okay, this is a place of becoming. Why? Because when God rescues us, he rescues us despite our weaknesses, despite our past, despite our challenges. He knows all. He's the mighty God. He's the wonderful counselor. He loves, he understands, and God can take you from where you are, no matter how deep it is, no matter how dark it is. God is able to take you from where you are to who you can become, and all of the fullness of the goodness of God in your life. God is able to get you there. How many believe the mighty God and the wonderful counselor could get us there, and the everlasting Father is committed to get us there? He loves you and he understands you. You know, ironically, they've done research about this, and it turns out that most people who go into counseling and psychology, they actually do it because they're trying to understand their own trauma. Listen to this. Right? Researchers have found that counselors in training may pursue a counseling degree because of a personal trauma that drives their aspirations to help others. 93% of counselors in training reported at least one traumatic experience in their lives, while 95% of counselors in training reported between 1 and 8 traumas throughout their lifetime. In other words, even counselors, and by the way, a counselor could be so anointed and so powerful, and I know quite a few of them, but the truth of the matter is, I also know people who have tried to become counselors, or I also know people who've tried to learn and understand themselves and help themselves, when what they really, really need is the one who truly loves and understands. What they really, really need is an everlasting Father. When the Bible says everlasting Father, it's basically saying, look, stop searching for help per se. If you're going to search for help, start with God, your everlasting Father. God will use lots of things and lots of people, but your everlasting Father is the one who loves and understands you in ways that you will we'll get it when we get to heaven. This is what the gospel is all about. The grandeur of Jesus Christ is that he is the perfect everlasting Father. I was thinking about this, I have another point, but this is a really, really big deal. Many, many people, and this is one of the reasons why we have so much trouble in our culture, and when you read the news, I want you to think about this week. Many, many people miss out on the blessing of authority because they were hurt by authority. And so our culture is anti-authority, and when you're anti-authority, you're missing out on the grace of God. Here's the way the grace of God works. The grace of God flows, the blessing of God flows from top down, and it flows through authority. See, I knew, somebody said, right? I didn't even get one amen on that one. Okay, but let me tell you something. Authority is good. Authority comes from God. Could somebody give me a strong, come on, push out an amen. Hallelujah. Someone once said to me, you pray too much for the police. I was like, are you kidding me? Why would I pray to? How could you pray too much for people who put themselves in harm's way? People who run to the thing that you're running away from. People who put on a bulletproof vest, but there's imperfect police. I know that there's imperfect police. You understand? But just because there are imperfect police officers, how many know without authority, it would be chaos and anarchy? There's great police officers right here. There's great first responders right here. Come on, let's put our hands together for our first responders. Hallelujah. See, but we have to teach our kids to love and respect authority, because when we love and respect authority, we can receive grace from the everlasting Father. You know, right before I went to Bible school, I was working at the Twin Towers at a reinsurance company. And I remember when I quit the job, I went into my boss's office, and I resigned because I was going off to Bible school. It was a huge step of faith. I spoke to my parents, I spoke to my pastor, but I didn't speak to my boss. And God used this. It was very, very interesting, because I go and I sit down with him, and I told him, here's what I'm going to do. And so I'm giving my 2-week notice or whatever it was. And you know what he said to me? It was so interesting how the Bible comes through unbelievers. He was like, man, that's why I'm here. I wish you would have talked to me about this. Right? He was like, man, I would have loved to talk to you about this. And you know what he was saying when I went away? I was like, oh, snap. You know what? The Bible says authority comes from God. Who knows what I could have gotten from him if I would include him in my journey. He was my boss. He was one of the authorities, right? So many people, you talk to them and they say, oh, this teacher, a teacher is an authority. How many know? We need to teach our kids to be respectful to teachers. Come on, please say amen stronger than that. See, we have too many authority issues in the house. But what we have to see is that there is an everlasting Father. And here's why this is vitally important. When you, just like my father-in-law, when you connect with the everlasting Father, you can accept imperfect authorities. You see, because you don't put the burden on them to meet all of your needs. Because anybody who's other than Jesus, anybody who takes on this flesh, we are all flawed in many, many ways. I've tried to be a good dad. You know, I've tried to be a good dad, but I know I wasn't a perfect dad. Don't ask my kids, but, you know, I know they'll go, right? You try your best, but the truth of the matter is, you and I have a perfect, everlasting Father. How many believe we have a perfect, everlasting Father? Hallelujah. One of the greatest things about Christmas is that God wants to remind us that not just in this season, but all year long, guess what? We have an everlasting Father. And I want to say this to you, okay? Maybe you've been relating to God on a lot of different ways. If they could send me a keyboard player. Maybe you relate to God in a distant way. Maybe you relate to God in a, you know, there are a variety of ways that we relate to God. Maybe you see him as the mighty God. Maybe you see him as a wonderful counselor. Can I encourage you today? I don't care if you're 75 years old. Can I encourage you today to relate to him as the everlasting Father? To say, Abba, Father, I need you. Abba, Father, I want your guidance. I want your counsel. The Bible promises to lead us and guide us, but we have to ask the everlasting Father. We have to say, Father, I need you. I may be a grandpa to James and Wesley and the rest of the clan. I may be a grandpa to them. I may be a dad. You know, my dad is gone home, but as for me, how many know, at 58 years old, I still need an everlasting Father. And guess what? He loves us unconditionally. He understands exactly where we are. I was actually talking to June, one of our staff members. We were laughing about like the neighborhood I grew up in was so crazy. And honestly, when I think about the experiences that I had as a kid, if my kids went through those experiences, I think that they would be in counseling for the next 15 years. You know, life was so crazy. My neighborhood, the violence, the things that I've seen, the things that were done, like, you know, it would be shocking to me. And it's funny because I was thinking the other day, forgive me for being so autobiographical, but I was thinking the other day, this little parenting tip. You know, I think I parented, like my kids would say I was a little too strict. I was like, not even, but, right? So, you know, they might say, oh, dad was a strict dude. And I was like, and I was thinking to myself how I parented my kids in part in light of the world that I grew up in, as opposed to the world that they were growing up in. This is just a take it from me. Instead of thinking about the world that you grew up in, think about the world that they grew up in, and then maybe you can modify. You know, but that's the only thing I knew at the time as a dad. Here's what is so wonderful and so powerful. We have of access and availability to the everlasting Father. Come on, somebody say amen. He loves you perfectly. He understands you totally. Nobody else on the planet does. Not even your spouse. He loves you perfectly. He understands you. And guess what? He wants to be close to you. Okay, you can get from God what you can't get from other people. That's what the Everlasting Father is all about. So that's number one. Number two, the Everlasting Father never, everyone say never. He never gives up on us. The Everlasting Father never gives up on us, and his intention for your life is complete and total restoration. His intention for your life, and this is why God never stops working until we see him face to face. His intention for your life is more healing, more freedom, more joy, more love, more breakthrough. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be blessed. He wants to make you stronger, wiser, more capable. His intention for your life is total restoration. And by the way, when we get to heaven, how many are thankful there will be total restoration? On that day, we will be glorified. Hallelujah. Total restoration is the goal of God. In the Gospels, God creates a picture of himself through one of the parables, the parable of the prodigal son. And it's a beautiful reminder of the heart of God. See, sometimes we don't relate to God as the Everlasting Father because we forget about the heart of God. But when you hear this story, God put this story in the Bible, a story of a son who was in a good house, well-to-do, and he said, Dad, give me my inheritance, even though you haven't passed on yet, just give me my share of the inheritance. I want to go. And the father said, you want to go? Go ahead. You see, our everlasting father won't control us, but he'll never give up on us. So he goes, he wastes all the money, he squanders it, and he lives in such a wild and debauched way. And then he finds himself like eating with pigs. And he says, oh, I gotta go back to my father's house. Maybe at least he'll receive me as a servant. And so here's what the Bible says when he goes back to his father's house. It says, so he returned home to his father. And while he was still, read these four words with me, ready? A long way off. while he was still a long way off. It says his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. This is the beautiful story of the gift of the Son of Jesus Christ, if you're watching online. The minute his son, and look, we are all God's children. You are a child of God. It doesn't matter what country you grew up in. It doesn't matter what religion you grew up in. You have a creator. He is the lover of your soul. He is the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. No religion, no philosophy matches this. No religion, no philosophy attaches like this to us. Why? Because this is the one and true God whose heart never gives up on us. While he was far off, it doesn't matter how far you are, the Father's looking for you. Think of that. He leaves, let's say, in rebellion or rejection of the Father's wisdom, as all mankind has done. This is the beauty of the gospel. So we reject him, we run from him, we say, I know how to do this, I want to do my own thing. And when we fail, instead of saying, good for you, he never says good for you. Guess what? He's waiting and he's watching. Where are you today? I'm telling you right now, he's waiting and he's watching. Hallelujah. You could be a long way off. Hallelujah. And he wants to run. He runs. He embraces him. He kisses him and restores him to the fullness of blessing. Listen to what Tim Keller said about this story. He said, God's love and forgiveness can pardon and restore any and every kind of sin or wrongdoing. It doesn't matter who you are or what you've done. It doesn't matter if you deliberately oppressed or even murdered people or how much you've abused yourself. The younger brother knew that in his father's house there was abundant food to spare. But he also discovered that there was grace to spare. There is no evil that the Father's love cannot pardon and cover. There is no sin that is a match for his grace, for the power of the blood of Jesus. Could we praise God today? Hallelujah! God wants to be so close to you today. What kind of relationship do you have with your everlasting Father? Do you see God through just your head principles in the Bible? The principles of the Bible are powerful, but how many know the everlasting Father wants to run to you and hug you and kiss you? Could somebody say amen? It's not an ounce of rejection. He never, ever, ever gives up on you. And even if you've given up on yourself, I'm telling you right now, there's a wonderful counselor. There's an all-powerful, mighty God. There's an everlasting Father who wants to be so close to you. You know, today after second service, we'll have a board meeting. I was thinking about this today. I'll close with this. And I'm so grateful for our board. We look at the finances of the church, give them a report, on, and we'll talk about the future. All of these men are solid, godly men. Just so happens that today, every man in the room will be a father. And yet, different ages, different places, I was so mindful today that each one of us, we still need an everlasting Father. Everybody needs the everlasting Father. And when we tap into the everlasting Father, I'm telling you right now, the more you have of God, the less you need of others. And I don't say that like you're going to isolate yourself. I say that in the sense that you can let so many people off the hook and be so happy and so content. Hallelujah to the one who's able to satisfy us, to heal us, to help us, to guide us. Why? Because he's the everlasting Father.